Good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1, The One, and AM 1080. Good morning, everyone. How's it going?
95.1, The One.
Well, thank you for that. Appreciate that. So it is 10 o'clock straight up, and we've got a pretty good show going on for you here this morning. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming. It's going to be mostly to deal with snow, which, surprisingly enough, we've had plenty of snow as of late. And so we'll have plenty of that coming up. We've got Bill Wilson with the Alpine team, and then Craig Cardinal will do Nordic skiing this afternoon. And then Liz Campbell goes one-on-one with Ella Hegseth, the Alpine skiing captain. So it's a day of skiing today, and what a day to do it, for sure. Sunny skies today, high of only 15. Tonight, looks like some patchy fog here and there, partly cloudy, cooling off to -3 for tomorrow. Sunshine in 20. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a steady temperature around 16, and mostly sunny with a high near 28 on Monday, cooling off to 14, and then pretty much Tuesday, Wednesday, right at that 26 to 30 degree temperature. And currently, we got plenty of blue skies and sunshine, and it's -1 degree. And I would never have guessed that, except for the fact that my car seemed to make a lot more noises this morning, and I wasn't sure what was going on. But it's a great day for skiing, though, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, it is.
So were they out today?
No, actually, we've got practices. This last week, we did have a competition on Thursday. We had a scrimmage with the Rochester team and the Hastings team. There was actually three schools from Rochester represented, so five overall. We're continuing the training in spite of this freezer-like weather.
It's kind of funny, because the first time you came in, it was 70 degrees out, and the sun was shining, and there was rain, and it was all, and you were just getting the season started, so to speak. And then now we've got, I don't know, what? How many inches? 18, 20, 20, something like that?
Yeah, it's been a great start to our winter. This is a Minnesota winter the way I remember them.
You know, yeah.
It's not your faint of heart effort by the weather to create winter. It was really a nice Minnesota weather.
Yeah, it's it didn't. I don't think it had just one blast or two blasts like that. That's just, it makes it hard on the forearms when you're shoveling out there. That's all I know.
Yeah, it provides a really nice substrate for our training. Our purpose is on the hill. When you've got that really cold weather, then you get some damp stuff, and then you get more on top. After it sets up, it provides an awesome racing surface.
Really? So
we're actually in good shape.
So I drove down, and I crossed over Buck Hill, and Buck Hill is just, they took the crawlers up there, and they've got that all laid out. There's nobody up there skiing, surprisingly enough, at this time in the morning. But, boy, it sure looks inviting.
Yes, we were out last night. A couple of us, team members, myself, and at Welch. It's the same thing. They've groomed it off. It's provided itself now with a really nice carving surface. So racing is ideal. Just plain skiing is ideal. It's awesome.
So have they had a chance? I mean, it kind of went from absolutely, I mean, literally, like I said, it was 70 degrees when you're starting to get your season in November. And we've had hints of some snow here and there and different things. And the temperatures have been, moderate in there. So do they put something in the snow when they're making snow in all these things? There's something that allows that to freeze down faster, even if the temperatures are like at 32, 33, or how's that work?
Yeah, at that temperature, and this is typically stuff we see in the springtime when the weather is starting to turn warmer, but they will actually introduce a chloride solution, basically salt, and that actually drops the surface temperature enough to preserve the chilling or the icing. It doesn't, contrary to what you might think, it doesn't melt it, but it drops the surface and it preserves the temperature in the field. So it's actually it's a way that even the World Cuppers use these treatments to preserve the course for skiing when it's warmer. This time of year, Jamie and Peter over at Welch Village and the rest of the crew have done a great job of making, and preparing for this warmth, I suppose. But we're way ahead. They've been making snow on a regular basis when it's temperature appropriate. And as evidenced last night while we were working on the hill, there's easily 2 feet of snow on there, and almost 99% of that hill. So it's been great.
So this that also helps for spring skiing too. So you have a nice firm base, and you can extend the ski season a little.
That's
bit.
That's right. This season is extended.
So now they get the base down, right? So now we just added this 2 foot of snow or whatever that is. Do they do they continue to blow snow all winter long then, or how, or depending on the weather, or how does that work?
Yet, typically, I think, and this is a cost-benefit sort of a schedule or formula, they will make snow up through just January, and then depending on how they've been able to fortify the substrate at that point, generally speaking, I don't see them making much snow after the second week of January. And
okay.
We just let Mother Nature take her toll on it.
So then they just they continue to groom, though, right?
Yes, every night.
Every night?
Yeah.
So they get the big machines up there? And
it's just like a cultivator in a field for a farmer. They'll actually break it up, and then it's got a set of rollers on the back. It rolls it out, and you'll see that groomed corduroy-like surface. And then that sets up, and it's just very nice to ski on, very predictable.
So you go to the top, you start skiing down. I got to believe that the snow keeps coming. Do they bring it from the bottom and drag it back to the top, or how do they do that?
Yeah, it depends on the pitch of the hill. We've got a couple of really steep hills at Welch, and typically that groom is done going down, but they've made enough at the top they can actually spread it down the hill. Most of the other hills, they'll groom both directions. So it's one pass up, one pass down.
Okay. So you were out last night practicing.
Yes. Yeah, actually, no. We were actually working on the hill. It's kind of a service project for some of the teammates, team members. Excuse me. We ended up put safety netting on the sides of the hills, especially the ones near to the guns, the snow guns, and the trees and tree lines. If we're racing there, the last thing we want is an individual to catch an edge and end up in the woods.
Sure.
Getting hurt. So this bee netting is something you'll see on all the World Cup circuits. Generally, it's two layers. We only use one here. Our speeds are much lower, but it's just like a spider web. If you get off an edge and you end up on your keister sliding out across the hill, you're going to end up in the net, and the net's going to stop you. And
which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's the whole design behind it.
Just like the movie Top Gun when he's coming into the aircraft carrier.
Actually it is. It's very much like a trap.
Yeah, very good. So Bill Wilson, the head coach of the Alpine Ski Team, joins us this morning on the Raider Wrap. And like I said, we'll have Craig Cardinal coming in this afternoon, or not afterwards, and we're going to talk Nordic. So obviously Alpine, downhill, Nordic, cross country. How's the team? I know when we first talked, we weren't sure where we're at with the team, who was going to be doing what, or how's it going to be, you know, what because you hadn't been out. And then you've had a couple of meets under your belt. So what's the status of the team, where you're at? What is the course now going forward? What does that look like as far as, you know, competition and what you need to do to condition the skiers and things like that?
You know, we're blessed with some pretty talented kids. This year it's an interesting mix. We've got three seniors, really accomplished skiers, and then we've got a couple of newbies to the team and are very good skiers as well. So when we've raced, we've had two races, primarily scrimmages. Our first conference race will happen next week on Tuesday at Mankato, or Mount Cato, and that's where we'll really get to test our mettle. At this point, we've been to Wild Mountain and competed in a course up there with 29 other schools. I'm happy to say we prevailed in eighth place, tied with White Bear Lake. And for our team, which is much smaller than most of those teams, I'm pretty impressed with the caliber of our skiers and the just the real esprit de corps that we've developed in this team. They've got a great cohesive group of kids. There's cheering. We're rooting for one another. We succeed and we fail together, but we all have a great time. So last week we've had a rescheduled race on Thursday, and that race is one that, due to weather and school closings, we had to reschedule, but we did get it done. Five schools were there, and our school, Cannon Falls, ended up second place on boys and second place on girls. We had a couple of really strong skiers. Second fastest for the boys and second fastest for the girls were represented by Northfield High School.
Nice.
Alpine. Yeah, it's been a really an enlightening beginning of the season. We're looking forward to some more competitions. We've got two next week, our first conference week, conference race on Friday at Mankato. It's a Big Nine conference race. It'll be fun to see just how the chips fall on that one.
Right. And then how does the Alpine ski team, different than basketball or football or anything like that, you've got your conference meets, things like that. You obviously don't ski 30, 30 times, I don't think, in a year. So how do you what happens at the end of the year? What, how does that look as far as like tournaments and state competition?
Sure. This is a great question. This is a sport that's very, what I'm going to call, short seasoned. We have about a three-month window, November 14th till a state tournament, which happens on February 14th this year. The week before, on February 7th, is our sections race at Buck Hill. So we're working at training and racing and exposing our team to as much competition and work as we can in this small window of opportunity. I'm allowed to schedule up to 16 events this year. Of course, there's some costs associated with that, so we're limited a little bit more in scope by the finances. But this year we've got 9 races on the docket in those pretty much 8 weeks of winter skiing hill. We start with dry land in November on the 14th, and we go from there until we can establish some good on-hill training. And this year we had an early season, so we've got a bit of a head start than a previous season. So that being said, we've accomplished 2. We've got 7 more races, and then we get the next 2, which will be the sections race at Buck Hill on February 7th, and then the state tournament on Giants Ridge in Bewabic, Minnesota on February 14th.
And how do you advance to that tournament in Bewabic?
Okay, we'll have our Big Nine Conference Championship. We'll actually, for Section 6A, we'll actually take place at Mount Cato on, I believe, the 20th of this month. After that, we move into the sections tournament at Buck Hill. There are so many sections in the state, we split the sections tournament up between Wild Mountain, Buck Hill, and then all of the resulting winners move up to our state tournament. So you'll have a selection of teams, 2 or 3 teams that will move on to the state tournament at the sections race, and then a group of individuals who will qualify independently. To say that we have teams that will have top skiers, they will be seated at the state tournament on a team and will vacate the position as an independent and therefore allow backfilling of the next racers.
How many people ski in each individual tournament like that? Can you ski 20 people, 6 people? Who qualifies for what?
Yeah, the sections race, well, for example, next week we roster the whole team at our first sections race Mount Cato. At our sections championship, the whole team again will be seated. From there, when we go up to our state tournament, only the qualifiers or the team will move. If the whole team qualifies, then the whole team goes.
And, right.
We have basically, you know, a reasonable chance. There are a lot of other schools that have a lot different quality skiers, higher quality skiers. Some are, it's a mix of people that we just don't have access to. So our team as a team competitor is less likely to approach. However, this year, our girls team actually has a shot. Nice. We've only got 6 boys on the team. We do have 15 girls, though, that could represent. So we'll see if everyone stands, and that means finishes 2 races together as a combined time. It's a possibility that they might make it.
So if you get 6 guys skiing, and the team that you're skiing against has 15,
mm-hmm.
How does that work? Your 6 guys just have to have the 6 best times.
Well, not exactly. And this is kind of the smoke and mirrors behind ski racing. Each race has got a separate scoring system, if you will. For example, last week we scored the top 8 racers. And we only had 6, so we lost out in a couple of spots, even though we did take second place with that rating because we had some excellent skiers. Each area, each race varies. It could be 5, it could be 7, it could be 6. You might race 10 racers. They'll take the best scores of the top 6, and then they'll accumulate the points from those skiers, and that'll be sent into the mix for the overall, you know, prevailing team at that meet.
So, I mean, 6, I mean, that's the bottom line, is you're going to have 6 at any given point. You know, God forbid there's no injuries, no illness, no anything.
Right.
And then so you go into that. So, like, you go into that conference meet down in Mount Cato, you get 6 skiers, and you get the whole Big Nine Conference down there. I mean, there's probably some teams that have significantly more than that. How's that going to shake out for you guys?
Yeah, it's believe it or not, this is probably closest to the fairest it can be. each team will present and will represent, and we've got hopefully enough. They'll score probably the top five or six at our sections. We've got enough to fill that void. You got to keep in mind, of course, too, that the student athlete for our competitions, the word student comes in front of athlete. Our scholastic emphasis is primary. If, for example, last week we were short, like our second best skier at this competition we had at Welch, due to involvement with youth government. You know, they have school projects, and that comes before our racing does at this level. It's a bit different than club racing. Those people pay a lot of money to have training done. But as a team and as a school team, we have to put emphasis on, showing value to the education, emphasizing the importance of mentoring and leadership and all this other stuff. So it's much more team-oriented at this level. Hopefully, and I think we're planning on having a full-strength team next week on both races. So I'm excited to see how this works out.
Well, that sounds good. So do you see any of your boys skiers maybe advancing individually, or are they on that level, would you say?
Oh, yeah. I was not going to ring my own bell, but I will tell you that as a skier and as a racer myself, historically I've been racing for 30-plus years, and not just here but in Canada and Europe. My children race also, so I'm lucky to have my son, who was the second fastest skier on the hill last week. He advanced to state last year, and he's got a good chance of going this year. My daughter, she advanced to state last year also, and she was the second fastest at our meet last week too. So we've those two for sure, and then we've got some potentials right after that. Kingsley Alsop out of Red Wing, he's a good skier. He's good enough to qualify if everything works out. Cameron Zotalis out of Red Wing also, another great opportunity for her to ski too. Ella Hegseth, you'll be talking with her, I think, later on, or mm-hmm. Liz will. And, if she puts two runs together, there's a strong chance she could make it too. So we're hopeful.
Yeah.
Part of the team spirit. And
so you got seven matches between now and state.
That's correct.
That's not many. Let's do the math. There's only like 4 weeks in there.
We've got about 5.5 weeks left. it's a hectic schedule. We make it work. I mean, I know teams that race back-to-back 2 and 3 days in a row, and I'd like to. These races are limited in scope, and you need to have connections. As a new coach, I'm developing those connections, and we hope to be able to compete more in the ensuing years.
But, how many runs every time you get a meet? Just two or three or four? How many do you get?
You get two runs. Each competitor gets two runs. And typically they'll set two courses. So you'll make a run for the boys on one course and a run for the girls on the other course. Then you'll flip-flop and the girls will take the boys' course from the first event. And so each skier gets a run on each course, combine the times, and let the chips fall where they may.
Right.
So shortest time wins.
Wow. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm in. We're excited. I love this sport, as you can probably tell. But we've got a great group of kids. I can't stress that enough. It's been a very very warm and enduring. I'm very proud of them. They're as a team, they're very cohesive, and it's just fun to see all the cheering and the support of other teammates. It doesn't happen in all venues of risky racing like that.
Last night, a little bit on the cool side. Tonight, it's going to get down there around -3. There might be some wind chills about -14, stuff like that. So maybe a little dangerous at this time. But when it's in its 20s, between that 20 to 25, and you get the sunshine and you get this fresh snow, it's got to be just a blast. This has got to be beautiful to watch, too.
It is fun. The radiant heat from the sun is beneficial. We have a very defined grid of ski and no ski, or strip and no strip, we call it. So the kids might be required to keep coats on when it's very cold. It's a combination of temperature and wind chill. So it's a formula that they've developed, and we can't strip if it gets down below about 11 degrees below zero.
Okay.
Wind chill. And we can't race after 40, which if you look at the chart, you can interpolate that as if it's down at about -5 with 15 knots of wind, we're shut down.
Right.
That's by virtue of wind chill. But for the most part, these kids are hardy. It's Minnesota. They understand this is what we do.
You joined the ski team for a reason, right?
That's correct.
All righty. Bill Willison, head coach of the Alpine Ski Team. Thanks for coming in, Bill, on short notice. I appreciate it. Good luck to you guys. And, you know, maybe we'll see you in February.
My pleasure. Glad to be here and represent.
Thank you so much. Coming up is Craig Cardinal. He's the head coach of the Nordic team. He'll be joining us here this morning on the Raider Wrap. You're listening to KYMN 95.1. The one.
Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about the communities they serve. They pride themselves on being a bank you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their professional mortgage and real estate specialists will help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They are honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield for 2 years in a row. At Heritage Bank, they truly believe successful business comes from successful customers and a successful community. Stop by Heritage Bank in Northfield to see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can be helpful for you.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. Another new addition coming to Dundas is called Tower Heights. We have 6 nice single-family lots in a great new neighborhood. For the more modest budget, we have wonderful designs for single-family homes starting in the upper 400s.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. It's time to get outdoors. Ice fishing, skiing, snowmobiling. But this year, end the foggy glasses and dried out contacts. Give yourself the gift of LASIK. At Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, all laser, all wavefront LASIK, all the time.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
At the Dundas Dome, they believe that in the dead of winter, when it's 30 below zero, kids and adults should be able to play inside, be physical, and burn off their extra energy while having a fun time. Now, their vision has come to life as a giant dome. So next time you need an environmentally controlled space, consider the Dundas Dome. They also have plenty of room to host your graduation party, wedding, church event, or business outing. Call 507-366-3663 or check out DundasDome.com.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap on 95.1, the one at AM 1080. Don't forget, if you missed any of our interviews this morning, you'd like to catch them back or maybe even download them and keep them for posterity, you can certainly do that. You just go to kymnradio.net and click on programs, click on the Raider Wrap, and then click on today's date, and you can listen to all the fun from all day long. Bill Willison joined us earlier. Now we got Craig Cardinal in here, Nathan Amundson, Claire Casson, all on the Nordic Ski Team. So good morning and welcome to the program. Welcome to the warmth of the inside of the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We just came from practicing in the Carlton Arboretum this morning. It was a chilly start to the day, but it's warming up fast now that the sun's out, and the trails are absolutely fantastic out there, the best they've been in years.
So. Bill and I were talking about that. This is a Minnesota winter. I mean, this is where you get snow on the ground. I mean, and a lot of it.
Yep, and that sure makes a difference from our sport. A lot of years we'll be out dry land training, running, or on our roller skis, sometimes until January, it seems like. And this year we started maybe a week and a half only. Right after Thanksgiving we had snow, and we've been skiing ever since.
Nice. Claire, how long have you been skiing on the Nordic team?
3 years, I think.
Okay, and you ran a little cross country earlier this year.
Yeah.
So is that? I'm sure that's going to help a little bit with the conditioning.
Yeah, definitely. With the endurance, it helps a lot.
Okay. So what do you like so much about the Nordic?
I just like being out there. It's really cool, and you're just like on the trails, and it's usually really pretty. And I just think it's a fun sport.
Nice. And then of course, Nathan, you also cross country, so you're well conditioned, ready to go. How long have you been skiing for the Nordic team?
3 years as well.
Okay. So what's anything in particular that really gets you motivated to get out there?
Well, it's just a great sport all in general, and it's just another endurance sport, so yeah, you keep it up for track and all that, so yeah.
Okay, so how many competitions have you had so far?
Only two so far. We've had to reschedule two out of our three competitions we were supposed to have because of too much snow, ironically enough.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they won't let the buses run, so we haven't been racing as much as we hope, but it's going to be a busy couple weeks. We have two races this next week and then two races the week after as well, so we're going to be catching up to our normal schedule pretty quickly here in the next couple weeks.
And the Alpine State Meet is in February. What's the schedule looking like for Nordic?
The same. We actually are at Giants Ridge the 2 days after Alpine is done. So then all the high school league officials come up and they stay for Alpine and they stay for Nordic afterwards. So they really like scheduling everything together that way.
So how many meets do you have between now and then? You had 5 weeks, it looks like.
Yep, we have about 5 weeks until our, 4.5 weeks until our section meet. So we'll have five regular season races and then our conference meet, which is an all-day meet, and our section meet, which is also an all-day meet.
So is there any particular venue, Claire, that you like to ski? You've been doing it 3 years now. Where do you like to go skiing the most?
We're mostly at Highland, which... I mean, I like it a lot, but there's not a lot of, we're mostly there, so there's not a lot of variety of places, but that's mostly where, yeah.
How about you, Nathan?
I agree, too. Highland's always great. We are sometimes at Giants Ridge, which is definitely a harder course, and that's also the state meet, and then also...
That's a long ride, though.
That's a long ride. Yeah.
That's a long ride up 100%. To the Iron Range.
And then Valleywood, which is a golf course, we had our sprint last year. That was definitely one of my favorites that we've done so far.
So do we do one here in town?
We haven't held a race here in town in a few years. We practice in the Carlton Arboretum every day. See the Carlton team and the St. Olaf team out there pretty frequently as well. So the trails get well used, but Highland manufactures snow, and that's why most of our meets are there, just because it's a reliable venue. We can always count on great conditions no matter what Mother Nature throws at us, pretty much. That's why we're there most often. We also have one race typically at Theodore Worth Park in St. Paul or in Minneapolis for the same reason. They manufacture snow and have a really good loop.
That's a pretty hilly course, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. That's for sure. And definitely a lot more technical. Highland is hilly as well because we'll climb all the way up almost to the top of the downhill area on the backside of our trail system. But it's a lot straighter ups and downs versus Theodore Worth. They twist and turn quite a bit there.
Right.
So
I was going to say, well, you're a Nordic, so if you get on the top of the Alpine, how do you get down from there?
Oh, that's what the skis are for.
Well, yeah, I know, but they're a little different. You get a toe loop or something. You don't have a ski boot in there. You just, whatever.
Yeah, we just have a bar across the front, and our heels are loose so that we can maneuver. The skis also are a lot narrower and don't have the metal edges that Alpine skis have. So it's definitely a little bit more
stopping, you know what I mean?
Yep, or turning. We count on drifting around the corners a lot more. You also, with your heel not attached, you can step your way around the corner as you're going down. So we have options to get down. We don't go down as fast as the Alpine team, but we can go up a heck of a lot faster.
Well, there you go. So we were talking right before the show started here, and you've got 60 skiers on the team, both
55,
boys and, is it 55?
Yeah.
So, but 40 of them are on the girls' team.
Yep, our girls' team, we've had a really good recruiting year. A lot of cross-country runners came over, quite a few swimmers came over. And I would say on the girls' side, more than the boys, we have a lot of people that Nordic is their only sport that they do. So that's exciting, too, just to see people that aren't involved with Raider Athletics in any other way to get out there on the snow and... They're typically the ones that enjoy being outside above everything else, and I think Nordic really draws them for that reason.
Claire, you've done this for 3 years now, and you ran cross country, so you kind of get conditioned for all of that. So for the people that just started this year, and I don't know, maybe you recruited half of the cross country team, and who knows, but how difficult is it to do cross country in a competitive style?
To do cross country or north? Wait,
the Nordic. To do your, you know.
I think a lot of the new people, unlike cross country, where a lot of people jump in and because they've done other sports in their life, they jump in and they have the endurance, and so they can like excel in cross country. Nordic is a lot more like technical skills, so you have to have a lot more experience to like be at a super competitive level, and so I think it's kind of rare for people to come in and be straight to varsity, more or less than cross country. So
I know you see a lot of people all the time out and about, you know, cross country skiing, yep, as they call it, or Nordic. Theodore Wirth, I mean, that place is just nuts.
Oh, it's all packed all the time.
You know? So how difficult can these courses become?
It depends on where you go on the courses, for sure. Some of the hills are technically challenging, but a large part of racing is just figuring out how to get as efficient as you can on your skis, how to get as much speed out of each push and as much glide out of each stride as you can get. So a lot of the technical aspect of racing isn't the basic of figuring the sport out. It's figuring out how to not just shuffle around on your skis, but actually move really quickly.
Right.
So that's what takes skiers a long time to figure out. There's a lot of nuance in how you position your poles, how you push off of your skis, how you move your weight from side to side or front to back when you're skiing to really get the most speed that you can out of the skis you're on.
So if you're practicing over here in the Arboretum, but you're going to go ski in Highland, now you've skied at Highland before, you have, and I'm sure you guys have done it, but for the newer ones and stuff like that, how do you teach them then those certain techniques if you're just like out here? I mean, how many coaches do you have?
We have myself and one other full-time coach, and then we have kind of a patchwork of assistants. I think we have four other assistants that are there one or two days a week. So we put together anyone in the wider Nordic community that we can get to come and help teach, especially with 55 skiers on the team. And I think we ended up with just under half. We had 24 new skiers and 29 returners. Wow. So just under half of the team that is brand new this year. So it's a lot on the...
Well, that's a lot of education. Have they skied before?
A few of them, yeah. We actually have a number of 7th graders who are coming out of the Minnesota U Ski League program, which is for younger kids who have pretty good foundational skills already, and we're just trying to build up their endurance. And then we have a lot of people that are brand new, to some of them who have never even been on skis before.
Wow.
So that's a longer training process to get them used to something that moves underneath of you and being not just okay with it moving under you, but actually that's what you're looking for, is
right,
something that's going to slide. So it's a long process. We start out with shorter, easier races. We call them development races for the new skiers until they feel up to tackling the bigger hills that are at the back end of the course. That's one nice thing about Highland. It's laid out very well, where the course gets more and more difficult the further out you go. So it's very easy to design shorter courses that skip all of the most difficult portions. And then our full 5K race course that the varsity does uses all the big hills way out at the back end of the course. So people kind of build up to that. We try and get the newer skiers up to Highland once or twice for a practice, or we send them out while the varsity is racing to see that part of the course so they're able to try it at slower speeds before they're out there racing it as well.
So, Nathan, do you ski every day then?
Yeah, every day, 6 days a week, and we really do every other day for workouts, interval workouts, sprint workouts, and really just trying to get out there as much as we can to get that form up for the races.
Do you personally, you've been skiing for 3 years now, and I believe you're a senior this year, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what do you have any specific goals in mind as far as like times or anything like that, or accomplishments, or, you know, state aspirations or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year I was one spot off state at sections, so really trying to get to that this year.
How close were you?
One spot at 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you made that up this year?
So far, yeah.
Nice.
We're really looking ahead. I mean, we had a couple of the top guys graduate last year, a couple dropped out. So, yeah, we're looking pretty good for the end of the year.
How about you, Claire? Any goals or aspirations for this year's season?
I just think this year, I think our girls team is becoming a little bit more competitive than we have historically. And so I think just see how well we can do at sections.
And then overall, as the coach, obviously, oh, big team. What do you think, or how does that all work out as far as like the rest of the year? How do you get to sections? How do you get to state?
So
as a team and an individual.
Yeah, so we have our regular conference season that accumulates in our conference meet the first week of February. One exciting thing there is Northfield does not race with the Big Nine for Nordic because there is no other Big Nine school that has a Nordic team. So we compete with...
So you're Big Nine champions already.
There we go.
Nice job. Way to go. We're going to get the season started.
So instead, we've been competing with South Suburban as long as that conference has existed. But because we're not part of the conference, we haven't been able to win anything. And that just changed. I've been pushing that since I became head coach and just got approval from all the South Suburban ADs that Northfield is eligible to win conference honors.
Nice.
So that's a big goal. The first year that we're able to do that... Nathan's sitting in a really good spot, two races in. He's been accumulating good points because points count up through the whole season for those conference standings. So he's sitting pretty well there. And then the conference championship race, too, we're hoping to do good things. Then the week after that will be our section meet. And from section, it's the top two teams and the top six individuals that go on to the state meet. Our boys were third last year, so we just missed out as a team. But we did send Sam Foland, one of our juniors, who's back as a senior this year. So he's got a pretty good shot. Nathan has a very good shot of going as well. Our boys team beyond those two is pretty young, so I think it's a long shot to send the boys team. But I think we could easily be third, and we could be knocking on the door of one of those top two spots if the day goes right. The girls' side, as Claire said, is kind of just reinventing what they can do. They're pretty young, and they're becoming more competitive. I think we only have one senior on our varsity lineup, and everybody else is younger. A lot of really good up-and-coming sophomores this year, Claire included. So the next couple years should be really exciting to see what they can do as they continue to grow with the program. And we've already this year had one boy in the top 10. Nathan finished 7th at our first race.
Nice.
His brother Andy finished in the top 20, and we've had two more boys in the top 30. And on the girls' side, we've had four girls in the top 30, all within 5 seconds of each other in our first race. So,
very nice.
As a group, if we can move them from being 24th, 25th, up to 14th, 15th, then we'll be sitting really good.
Well, awesome. Well, I want to thank you for coming in. Thanks for, you got done skiing already this morning. You're probably, Claire, are you going to go home and rest? Yeah, a little bit. How far did you guys go today?
Not super far. I did like 4 miles.
4 miles?
Yeah.
How about you? Same? Just everyone kind of does the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone shows. You guys do, I know in those fall and winter sports and stuff like that, sometimes you go have pancake breakfasts or you go swimming by the swimming pools or whatever. You guys do any of that stuff?
Not really for Nordic, no. It's more of a cross-country thing.
Oh, got it. So there's no chalet stops or anything like that along the way?
Nope, not too much with our sport. And actually, most of the team is probably still out skiing right now. We ducked out a little early to make it on the radio, but
well, there you go.
A lot of
See,
them are still
I
going.
I did you a solid right there. Okay, we're all good. All righty. Well, hey, thanks for coming in today, and good luck to everyone. Hey, Craig. Thank you, head coach, and Nathan Amundson, Claire Kazayan. Thank you so much for coming in. We got other stuff to go, but good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, that is our Nordic ski team. We'll have more coming up with a one-on-one behind the scenes with the captain of the Alpine ski team that's coming up here on the Raider Wrap on KYMN.
The days are getting cooler, and it means it's time to take a trip to Witt Brothers for your winter checkup. Let's face it, no one wants to get caught in the cold with a dead battery. Make sure your vehicle is in peak condition for the winter season. The checkup includes an oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, battery tests, and they'll even winterize your vehicle. Stop by Witt Brothers Service, located at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield, for all your automotive maintenance and repair needs.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to a new one, or sell your current house? Professional Pride Realty in Northfield can help every step of the way. Professional Pride Realty is your locally owned and operated real estate company. The realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime active members of the Northfield community. They believe in supporting local businesses. So when it comes time to look for a local realty company, look no further than Professional Pride. Find them at ProfessionalPrideRealty.com.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap, 19 in front of 11 on this beautiful Saturday morning. Well, it looks beautiful from here. You know, you got the trees all frosted up with the snow and the sun is shining and it feels really nice, but it's a little on the chilly side this morning, but it's going to warm itself up, hopefully, to around 15 today. That's the hope for it, anyhow, is to get us up there. We're right at about zero right now under mostly sunny skies. For tomorrow, it looks like sunshine and warming up to about 20. And for tomorrow night, cloudy, steady temperatures right around 16 throughout the evening. Monday, mostly sunny, warming up to around 28. And then for Monday night, again, a low of around 14. Very light winds. Everything's going to be relatively calm as well. Tuesday, partly sunny and a high near 26. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy and a steady temperature right around 23. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy, warming up to 32. I don't really see right now any precipitation in the forecast. There was some talks later on in the week that there might be some additional snow, but that may have changed just ever so briefly. But we've got plenty of sunshine today, and we're at zero. So with that said, let's talk a little bit more about skiing, shall we? Let's do our Meet the Raider. Liz Campbell this morning interviews the Alpine skiing captain.
Good morning, everyone. I am your host, Liz Campbell, here today with Alpine ski captain Ella Hegseth. Ella, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good today.
So we're going to start off with a little get to know you. What other activities besides alpine skiing are you involved in?
I'm involved with track. I do throwing, and that's about it.
And what has been the highlight of your senior year so far?
Probably just getting it over with.
Yeah.
I only go to school for half of the day, so that's probably the highlight of my years, too.
Yeah, just like having a little time off, nice senior perks.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're looking forward to up and coming in the last stretch of your senior year?
I'm really looking forward to prom. I really am looking forward to getting a nice dress, and I'm looking forward to track season as well.
Totally. And so, kind of diving into this alpine season, how has the season gone so far? And I know it's more of an individual sport, so it's kind of hard to gauge, but how do you feel it's gone?
So we've only had three races, but out of those three races, I think we've done really amazing. It is very much an individual sport, but we work together to, like, create a score for the team. And overall, I think we're doing really good. We've got a strong start.
And do you have any goals for the team this year?
I think that we have a strong girls team, and I really think that we can go to state. And I also think we can definitely have some individuals go to state this year.
And last year, was it still a little bit messed up with COVID?
Yes, it was definitely messed up. Like, it was slowly getting back to normal, but we still had to cover our faces, spend as little time in the chalet as possible. And this year, it's just, like, it feels back to normal. So it's really nice.
And so kind of looking towards state feels like, you know, getting back to normal, getting back in the groove of things.
For sure.
And what do you see as being the biggest issue that the team will face this year, the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge, I think, is we have a new coach, so we're kind of, like, adjusting to, like, a new style of doing everything, and I think the kids are really getting the hang of it, but it's different. So whenever something's different, it's, like, a little bit of a challenge.
It takes a little bit of getting used to, especially with the coach.
Yeah.
And did you guys lose a lot of seniors last year?
We only lost one senior, but we miss her greatly. Her name was Bree, and yeah.
What are you guys focusing on currently in practices? Like, what are you working on right now?
We are definitely working on individuals. So see them going down the hill and then, like, pinpointing what they need to work on exactly, and then just keep doing that, repeating, and we kind of grow as a team that way.
And a lot of people don't really know about alpine ski racing. It's a little bit rare, but it's very interesting. Can you kind of give us a slight overview? Like, are there different events like there are in track? What does it kind of look like at an alpine ski race?
So high school, we just do slalom, and that is really short turns. I always tell people it's like what you see on the Olympics with the posts, and then you go around the posts and you hit the posts. And I think it's something that not a lot of people talk about, but it's actually really cool. And it's fun to watch and see, because you can see crashes, you can see it go terribly, terribly wrong, or you can see it go terribly, terribly right.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
When is your guys' next meet, and where is it?
Our next meet is at Mankato on Tuesday, and then that same week on Friday, we have the Welch Invite, which is an all-day thing, and we're very excited about that, because it's always fun to have an all-day ski meet.
Yeah, especially when it's close to home.
Oh, yeah. A lot of team bonding that way, and it's on our, like, home field, so we've got the home advantage. I look forward to it all year of our season, because it's great.
And how is that looking race-wise? Like, obviously, it's going to be fun and very team bonding-y, but how is that looking, like, statistics-wise?
Statistics-wise, so at the beginning of the year, we had the wild invite, and we placed about 8th and 9th out of, like, 28 teams, so I think that's pretty good. I think we're going to place about the same, because we do have a lot of teams coming to the Welch Invite, a lot of competitors, and I think we're going to place kind of higher middle at the Welch Invite.
Yeah, okay. And how many teams are competing at the Welch Invite?
I think between 28 to 30 teams. I'm not for sure yet, because they haven't told me.
That's okay. But nice, they're in the middle, nice, comfortable.
Yeah, it's still, like, it takes a while.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people, it's crazy.
And do you have any underclassmen in mind that you think we should be looking out for?
Oh my gosh, yes. I am so excited. We got so many new kids this year. For the boys, definitely Tommy Cahoon. He is a really, like, he's just really good. He's really talented. George Buffler, he's new. He's a nationally ranked water skier, and he's a seventh grader. And then all the rest of the boys are returning. And then for the girls' side, Cameron Zaitalis, she is always a good one to mention, because she's just really good. And then Clara Wilson also. And then Danica Buffler, she's a good one too.
Yeah.
She just joined. She's a seventh grader, and I'm, like, really excited to see how far she can grow over the years.
That's great. And kind of talking about over the next few years, you're going to graduate. There's going to be a whole new wave of kids. How is the team looking for the upcoming years?
For the upcoming years, we kind of always struggle to, like, keep going. So we're a co-op team, and we have 5 different schools with Northfield. So Northfield included with those 5.
Yeah.
And I'm really surprised, like, how many people actually, like, are like, oh, let's join Alpine. So I think, like, it's kind of always sketchy, but I think for the next coming years, like, we're going to be okay, and we're going to have a strong team, and we have good coaches. So I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah. And as a captain, do you have any fun team bonding things that you like to do outside of practice?
We went rock climbing for our first team bonding thing, and then I think We're going to try to go sledding. It's kind of hard because we're all over the place.
Yeah, you're in a lot of different places just in the state.
Yeah, but I definitely want to have some more team bonding.
Yeah. And how do you guys as a team or you as an individual get in the right mental headspace before a meet and just kind of relax before a race and, like, get in the zone?
Definitely the ride to the place really gets us, like, in the zone because we're all together. We're all, like, listening to music and talking and just trying to, like, focus up. And we usually have a talk with our coach, Mackenzie Clausen, on the bus. And then at the place, we have a talk to just kind of get our heads in the right space because it's definitely a mental battle as much as a physical battle. And snacks do help a lot.
I'm sure. And kind of veering a little bit towards you again, do you individually have any goals for this season, your senior season?
For sure. I definitely have some goals. I definitely want to get top five or top three would even be better. I'm super close to it. I've had this last race. We just had one yesterday, and it was a very rocky start. I lost a ski and a pole, different runs. But I still made it down, and I made a good time. So I am just going to try to push myself every single race because it's my last year. And
you got nothing to lose.
I got nothing to lose, yeah.
And what age did you start skiing? Like, not even competitive skiing, just skiing. Or either.
Either? Okay. I started skiing around 3. And then it's kind of funny because I progressed, like, faster than I should have. And my mom had to go to the Afton people and be like, you need to let my daughter into a higher one. But I was too little to get on the chairlift. So every time she's like, just throw her on the chairlift. She'll be fine. So they'd throw me on the chairlift and I'd go up. And that's kind of how it all started. And then I started racing, I think, when I was around 7 with D-Team and Welch. And then my brother was in Alpine. And then I was really scared to join at first, but I did it, and I've never looked back. So
that's great. And what made you start skiing? Was it, like, family? Like, you mentioned your mom and your brother.
Definitely family. And it's, like, I'm not very good at sports. I'll admit that. But skiing is something that I definitely shine in, and I'm definitely, like, very talented in, like, naturally. I have really good balance. So it's definitely family, and just, like, I loved it when I started it from the beginning.
And have you ever done any other sports, or has it always really just been skiing for you?
In the winter, it's always been strictly skiing. I ski, like, basically 7 days a week, so it's kind of intense, but I've done a lot of other sports, like softball, tennis, track, soccer when I was little, but skiing has always stuck, so.
Yeah, that's great. And what would you say is your greatest or proudest accomplishment?
My proudest accomplishment is seeing myself grow over the years. Like, I was, like, absolutely awful at racing, like, a minute time. And now I'm, like, holding my own in, like, the top 10, top 5. And I'm really proud of myself for how much I grew.
That is really amazing. If you could relive any moment from your skiing career, what do you think it would be?
If I could relive any moment, I think it would definitely be, sophomore year at Buck Sectionals, I went off a jump in between my runs and I, like, really messed up my knee and it was a super big race. So I would like to go back and, like, slap myself in the face and tell me to not do that jump.
Yeah.
Because it did not go well, and it really messed up my skiing for a while, and it was not fun.
But you're back.
But I'm back.
It's okay.
First year back without any knee braces or anything like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Fun for your senior year. So I have tried to keep up a theme of mental health and athletes on my segment of the show, Meet the Raider. And since there's been more awareness lately about mental health and athletes, I've been trying to ask my interviewees about what they think about mental health and athletes. What is your take?
Me personally, I've always struggled with anxiety and depression, so I definitely 100% understand mental health. And as a captain, I always try to check in with everyone at our practices, at our races, see how they're doing, if they're okay, if they need any help. Like, I think it is, like, very important that you are okay physically and you are okay mentally. And I just, like, if I can do anything to help my fellow teammates, I'm going to do that. So that's how I feel very strongly about it.
Yes, perfect.
We have a new coach this year. His name is Bill Wilson, and we have, like, behind the scenes is his wife, Teresa Wilson, and I'd just like to say that they are doing a wonderful job their first year together, and they've really, like, our team loves them, and they've really stepped up, because last year our head coach decided to retire, which it was definitely, like, he had been doing it for a while, so that was definitely okay. But I'm really happy we got to continue this sport, and I get to keep my family and also have a great coach.
That's great. Thank you for coming in today, Ella.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. This is your host, Liz Campbell, and again, you are listening to Meet the Raider on this week's Raider Wrap. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Hi, I'm Kirk from Merchants Bank. You know the good feeling you get from supporting a local business? One of the best things about shopping local is knowing that the money you spend will stay here to grow our community. At Merchants Bank, we believe in community commitment and supporting local businesses too. When you bank with us, you help us put money back into the local economy, creating a thriving community for everyone. Come talk to me and the Merchants team. We help families, businesses, and communities fulfill their hopes and dreams.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while, the coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall. With all of your mailing and printing needs, we can pack it up, ship it out, and get it down the road. Fabricate a sign or a banner. We work hard to know our products. We can find what works for you and set you up with everything you need. The Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall, offering solutions for you.
Hey, welcome back to the Raider Wrap. We're just getting ready to wrap things up. Thank you so much. Bill Wilson, Alpine Ski Coach, stopping in today. Craig Cardinal, the Nordics Skis Coach, along with participants Nathan Amundsen and Claire Kassen, join us this morning. So we want to thank them for joining us, and of course, Ella Hegseth in Meet the Raider with Liz Campbell this morning. So thanks to everyone. And like you said, you can go to kymnradio.net, listen back to any of it, or download it for posterity if you so desire. So we've got some good stuff coming up for you today. Yes, indeed. We are going to have some hockey on this afternoon. As a matter of fact, KYMN presents Raider Hockey from the Northfield Ice Arena. The girls take on Orono at 2 o'clock today. We'll start broadcasting that right about, about 20 minutes to 2. We'll be broadcasting live that contest. They just coming off of a big win on Thursday night, 10-2 over the Rochester Century Panthers. And the boys coming off of a Rochester John Marshall win, 8-1. They'll be taking on Delano tonight at 7:15 from the Northfield Ice Arena. So lots of activity going on for you here today. So you'll be listening live on KYMN and this afternoon for sure. And they will both be broadcast on Northfield Live, streaming it live on northfieldlive.com. So if you want to tune in to the boys tonight, you can certainly do that, like I said, and just go to NorthfieldLive.com, and the game will be broadcast live. I believe A.J. Reister will be on the call this evening for that one. But before we get going out of here today, we've got to figure out what's been happening in sports and activities here for Northfield. Let's check in with the Raiders scoreboard with Evan Liu.
Here's this week's Raider Sports Lowdown. The Raider boys hockey team started off the new year strong with a win over Rochester John Marshall 8-1 on Thursday. Camden Kaiser led the team with a hat trick and two assists. Braden Brackey, Jake Geiger, Andrew Winter, Cullen Merritt, and Caden Monson all scored a goal as well. Mike Fossum led the team with three assists. The Tuesday matchup against Rochester Mayo is postponed for a later day. The next home game will be home tonight, Saturday, at 7:15 against Delano for a non-conference matchup. The Northfield girls hockey team defeated Eastview 4-1 on December 30th for the Farmington Holiday Classic. Ayla Puppy led the team with two goals and two assists. Emerson Garley and Grace McCoshin both scored as well. Northfield's goalie, Macy Mueller, saved 94.7% of the 19 shots on goal. This past Thursday, the Raiders defeated Rochester Century 10-2 at home for senior night. Ayla Puppy led the team with three goals and four assists. Emerson Garley scored three goals and had one assist. Megan Snyder, Tova Sorensen, Emma Perutka, and Rita Langford all scored as well. Their next matchup will be home against Orono today, Saturday, at 2. The Raider boys basketball team defeated Austin this past Thursday 76-60. Leading the way for the Raiders was Soren Richardson with 20 points, Dom DiMaggio with 16 points, and Austin Kep with 14 points. Their next home game is against Hastings tonight, Saturday. The Northfield girls basketball team got outpacked by Austin this past Thursday. Senior captain Ryan Eddy continues to lead the team for the Raiders. Their next home game is against Rochester Century later today at 12:15. The Northfield Raiders wrestling team traveled to Fargo, North Dakota for the Rumble on the Red wrestling tournament, the largest high school wrestling tournament in the United States during winter break. Highlights from the meet include Colin Staub clutching a 7th place finish in the 113-pound division, Jace Barron also clutched 7th place in the 152-pound division, Jackson Barron got 6th place in the 160-pound division, and Owen Murphy also got 6th place, but in the 182-pound division. The Raiders also wrestled Friday against Mankato East at home. The Raider boys swim and dive team defeated Owatonna at home Thursday. The Raiders won 9 out of the 12 events. Highlights from the meet include Jens Kasten and Nick Shiglowski going 1-2 in the 100-yard freestyle, Will Radetzky, Will Udelhoffen, and Rourke Bennett going 1-2-3 in the 500-yard freestyle, and Josh Krabe and Evan Lowe going 1-2 in the 100 back. Their next meet is in Austin later today. Thank you for tuning in. That's all for Raider Sports this week on KYMN 95.1 The One.
And as always, that's a wrap. Jimmy LaRue with you, bidding you adieu for another beautiful Saturday morning. It's just a couple minutes after 11. We're up to 3 above on our way to 15 with sunny skies today. Don't forget to join us live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. as we bring you all sports highlights and activities from around Raider country. Thanks to Liz Campbell and going one-on-one with Ella Hegseth today and Meet the Raider. Evan Lowe, of course, with the scoreboard. Bill Wilson from the Alpine Ski Team. Craig Cardinal, along with Nathan Amundsen and Claire Kesson, who joined us this morning for the Raider Wrap. If you want to check it out, go to kymnradio.net and you can find all the fun in one place. Thanks again for joining us. Take care. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
95.1. The One.